I was looking at the Facebook page for the Tony Snell Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Merseyside, and I left a little comment about, the issue was sort of over-the-top disasters and things, and the various ways that soap opera writers use to sort of get rid of unpopular sort of characters and things. And you can think of all the ways in which EastEnders has tried to get rid of sometimes quite popular characters, but when it's Christmas time, you're looking for the ratings and everything, you have to think of a way to get everybody to sort of sit down and watch it. And sometimes your most favourite character disappears, but it's always sort of in the name of the ratings and whatever. And I have two favourites, if you like, soap operas. One, as a child, was Grange Hill, which I am reliably informed, I suppose, is a soap opera for kids. And some of the storylines that they've had over the years, the program stopped now, it's not even on the telly, but when it was on, and I used to watch it, it had all kinds of things. Some sort of silly comic storylines, like the what was the name? The donkey. Harriet the donkey was one of those storylines. Quite silly. They were trying to hide the donkey in the shed, and Mr. Griffiths, it was his plan to sort of stop Mrs. McCluskey from discovering this donkey. So they often had sort of silly stories, but then you had the really serious story of Danny Kendall, the character, the boy who died, and then Mr. Bronson felt guilty about sort of always telling him off and everything, and eventually Mr. Bronson, he left as well, and all kinds of characters left simply from that one storyline. And I think sometimes Grange Hill used to sort of get into trouble for being very controversial and everything, but I, you know, it's something which left a mark on me. It's something that I took with me when I sort of grew up. You know, my memories of Grange Hill never went away, whether it was the music or whatever. And another program would be El Dorado. How many people remember El Dorado? I've actually been to the place where they built the set, the £2 million set, in a place sort of, it's either near in or outside Coyne in Malaga, up in the mountains, sort of in the pine forests. And I've been there twice. Once when it was about 37 degrees in the middle of the summer and it was raining, and another time we took lots of photos and things, and it was amazing being there. And I was a big fan of El Dorado. Not many people will admit to being a fan of El Dorado, but I do. I was one of those people. I used to watch it, only on for 1 year, but they did make about 156 episodes or something, which is pretty good. A lot of programs go for 10 years and they never make as many as that. But by the end, the ratings were doing pretty well. I think they may have even been getting more people watching it than people watch Doctor Who now, which is probably not true, but I'm pretty sure it is true, actually. I have to sort of go away and check my statistics and facts and figures and things. But it's I remember at the time it was cancelled by Alan Yentob when he sort of came in as BBC One controller. And all kinds of suggestions on how it could finish, and there was a big plan at one point. Rather than trying to sort of improve their stories with the existing characters, why not just kill them all off? All kinds of suggestions were put forward, and rumours and speculation about they'd all be on a bus going to Gibraltar and the bus would crash, and in one swoop all the characters would be dead. All kinds of things were suggested. I think in many ways it's quite an easy way out. How can we get rid of this character? I know, they can die. Let them die or something. But very often it's about using your imagination, and going back to Grange Hill, also El Dorado, Brookside as well. Very often the writers have, you know, they've used a lot of imagination. I'm not quite sure what my favourite over-the-top sort of scene is, but the idea of, El Dorado, when it finished, that was quite interesting. You got to see, because it had a final, an ending. Soap operas don't normally have an ending, but this one did because it was finished, it was cancelled. You got to see what happened to all your favourite and not-so-favourite characters. And that was quite satisfying, to see which ones made it, which ones stayed in Spain, which ones were sent packing back to good old Blighty. So quite interesting. So it's a toss-up between Grange Hill, I think, and El Dorado and Brookside, my favourite soap endings.